Hey friend, so this episode of the Smart Productive Mom podcast is taken from the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. It's a Facebook Live that I did. So if you're interested in joining in on the Facebook Lives, I do almost every Tuesday around 1:30 p.m. Go ahead and join us inside of the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I'd love to have you, love to chat with you. So let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness.
What's up? Oh, couldn't get the baby to sleep. It's like they know. Whenever you have something planned, it's like they just don't want to do what they normally do. She usually goes to sleep, so it's 1:31 right now. She usually goes to sleep at like 12:45 at the latest. And today, I came out of the room putting her to sleep at 1:24. I think it's because she knew that I was going to go live at 1:30. So I finally got her to sleep. So we are going to be talking about some of my favorite productivity hacks. Let me get everything pulled up, because if I don't have some notes, then I'll just start talking and then I'll forget what I'm talking about. So some productivity hacks. So you do not need a schedule to be more productive. And then you also don't need a schedule to have more structure to your day. Like, that is one of the myths that just like irritate me, is that people will say that you have to have a schedule and everything has to be laid out hour by hour so you know what you're doing to be more productive, blah, blah, blah. But that is just not true. You do not need a schedule in order to have more structure to your day. You do not need a schedule in order to be more productive. The key to productivity is not a jam-packed schedule that is like down to the minute telling you what to do. So that is not the key to productivity. And in reality, when you overschedule yourself, then that can just lead to even more burnout and stress and exhaustion, because you'll constantly feel behind. Like whenever I was trying to do time blocking, like I always felt behind, trying to, you know, like I was just always trying to play catch up. It's like, okay, it's 1:30, I need to be doing this. Okay, 1:45, I'm supposed to be doing this. And then like the kids are crying, it's like they're hungry. So now like the entire day was just like thrown off. And then like, I'm trying to figure out which time block to start at. And it was just a mess. So if you relate to that, then just drop a one in the comments, because that was definitely how I felt. So I decided that I just wasn't going to be using those really restrictive productivity type of things to get things done. Like, I just refused to do that. It wasn't working out for my lifestyle. So I prefer to do more of a flexible energy management, energy-based type planning. And so we'll talk about more. I actually dive deep into that inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, but we'll touch a little bit on energy-based planning today. So having downtime is essential for, you know, like really becoming the best version of you. If you're constantly going, there's no time in the day for you to figure out like who you are, what it is you like, what it is that you want to do, because you're just, you know, life is so planned. So sometimes we need that downtime to rejuvenate and to really like stop and think and process things. So that's really important. And what I have found a lot too is that people they validate their self-worth through how productive they are. So if they have like a really clean kitchen, a really clean home, then they think that they're a really good mom. So they had a really good day, they got a lot done, so I'm a really good mom. Like, they equate their productivity, they make it equal how good of a person they are, how good of a mom they are, how good of a wife they are. And so whenever they have those bad days, where we all have bad days, where we're just not really feeling like doing anything, then they feel like a bad mom or a bad wife because they needed time to rest, which is a human experience. That's a completely normal thing. We all need time to rest, regroup. So your level of productivity means nothing with your self-worth. So that those two are completely different. So productivity does not equal your self-worth. It doesn't give you more purpose in life. Like, those are two completely different things. So one thing we have to really move away from is connecting our level of productivity with how good of a mom or how good of a wife we think that makes us. So they're totally separate, okay? So if you're having a day where you just want to relax and you just really, like, you're just overwhelmed and stressed and you just really need a chill day, like, that doesn't make you a bad mom. That doesn't make you a bad wife. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a human who requires rest. The quality of the task you do is more important than the quantity of the task. So let me say that again. The quality of the task that you do is more important than the quantity. So we want to focus on those high quality tasks. And so what that means is things that are, like, really important that you really think you need to get done. They're highly prioritized. So a high quality task right now on my to-do list would be to reschedule my kid's doctor's appointment. Like, that is a high quality task. So me, like, cleaning the baseboards, that would just be like a quantity. That's just something on my to-do list that doesn't really impact much of anything, honestly. Like, who really looks at the baseboards? But then getting to the doctor, that's really important. So what we really want to focus on is the quality of the task rather than the quantity of the task. So you could just do 1 to 3 high quality tasks and have an incredibly more productive day than the person that did 15 low quality tasks. And then at the end of the day, they're exhausted and they don't feel like they got much of anything done. And that's because they did low quality tasks and they were just checking things off of a list instead of really figuring out, what is the task I need to get done and why is this so important? And that's one thing I always ask myself. I even write it, like, on my list when I make my to-do list. I write out why I'm doing the task, because if I don't know why I'm doing it, then first of all, I won't get it done, most likely, because I don't know why it's important. And I just like to make sure that I know, like, why I'm doing this. So that's really important. So why are you doing that task? Not just what are you getting done, but why are you doing it? And there was actually a study done in 2012 by the National Academy of Sciences. And so here's what they found. I have my laptop down here. That's what I'm reading. So in 2012, they actually found that continuous work without breaks increases the stress hormone cortisol. So cortisol is a stress hormone in your body. And whenever you have these elevated cortisol levels or these elevated stress levels in your body, because you're continuously working yourself and you're trying to be super productive and you're just trying to, you know, keep everything crossed off of your to-do list, whenever you're in that constant state of work, 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 you're increasing your stress levels. And so that can lead to burnout, which we know what burnout is, like when you're just, like, disconnected. And I actually have a workshop on burnout coming up later this month. But when you're burnt out, you're, like, disconnected from people. Like, it kind of feels like you're here, but you're not really here. So whenever you're burnt out, you can get a full night's rest. And when you wake up, you're still exhausted. You're still tired. Like, those are signs of burnout. So whenever you're constantly in a state of working, it increases your burnout, level of burnout. So if you've ever felt like that, drop a 2 in the comments. If you've ever felt, like, disconnected, like you're physically here, but you're not mentally here. And then let me know if you've ever felt like you're just constantly stressed. Like, no matter how much sleep you get, you're always tired. You're always exhausted. So drop a 2 in the comments if you can relate to that. And then also, those elevated stress levels can also decrease your performance within your mental performance. So you're forgetting things all of the time because you're stressed. Like, your brain needs time to rest. Your brain needs time to regroup and relax. So you're going to have those increased levels of stress whenever you're constantly going, going, going. So that's another thing. And then it causes increased stress levels can cause other health issues like high blood pressure. It starts to affect your heart. So we just definitely don't want to be where we're constantly stressed. So the 2012 study found that downtime and breaks in your day can limit the stress level in your body. So that's super important. So that's why we just don't want to fall into this myth of where you're just scheduling out all of your day and you're not really taking time to rest. You're not taking into account your energy levels. So we really just want to make sure that you are planning plenty of time in your day, and that is productive. Like, planning rest in your day can help you be more productive because, again, it's not the number of tasks that you get done, it's the quality of the task that you get done. So let's go into a few of my favorite productivity hacks. I have five of them here for you. So the first productivity hack is the one-touch rule. And so with the one-touch rule, that's just saying that you're going to touch something one time. So like if you go out and check the mail, that is the only time you're going to touch the mail. You're going to open it, read it, and put it wherever it needs to go. You're touching it one time. So you're not going to the mailbox and coming in and laying it on the table and then moving it to the counter and moving it to the coffee table. Like you're not doing all of that. You are touching it one time. So you're going to go out to the mailbox, grab the mail, touch it that one time, open it, whatever you need to do with it, and you're done with it. So that's the one touch rule. Number two is reverse planning. So I love reverse planning. So typically when people plan their day, they will create a list of tasks and they will try to match their energy levels to fit in all of those tasks. And that's why so many people struggle with things like time blocking because they're not taking into account their energy levels. So they're just, they have a list of things that they want to get done. And then they are trying to match their energy levels to get those things done. But what I teach is energy-based planning where you first start with your energy level. So I'm most productive in the mornings and in the evenings before we go to bed. So in the afternoons, I'm like I'm chilling in the afternoon, like I'm relaxing. So I don't really plan anything in the afternoon because I know that that's when I am relaxing. I'm tired in the afternoon. And so with energy-based planning, you know that you're going to be tired in the afternoon. So you're not going to schedule a lot of things then. You're going to front load a lot of your tasks. Like in the morning is when I get most of my stuff done because that is when I have the most energy. So I'll figure out what tasks I need to get done for the day and I will put most of them in the morning and then I'll put a few of them in the evening and then that's it. So I'm not matching my energy levels to fit this to-do list. I'm matching the to-do list to fit my energy levels. So that is reverse planning and that is what I teach inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit. So the productivity hack number three is to get dressed even when I'm not going anywhere. So whenever I get dressed for the day, I feel more energized. And then that is able to help me get more things done throughout the day because I feel like I have more energy. I'm not just like blah, like in my pajamas all day. So I feel like I have more energy. So just getting dressed, even when I'm not going anywhere, is a productivity hack that I like to do. And I don't do it every single day, but I do try to do it like at least four times a week where I just get dressed. And even if, and I find myself like cleaning more or doing things more in my business. So I find that just getting dressed throughout the day, getting dressed for the day really helps me be more productive throughout the day. And then productivity hack number four is that I like to have app limits. So an app limit is whenever you go on your phone, and I do have a video about this. I can put it here in the group. But an app limit is when you go on your phone and you figure out which apps that you want to limit your usage of. So I always do social media. So I'll do TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I have 1 hour per day for those apps, and that is combined. So 1 hour per day combined for social media. I find that social media, you really fall into like the comparison trap, like looking at what everyone else is doing. And then I start getting in my head about what I'm doing. And so to mitigate that, I just spend less time on social media. So I go on my phone and I set an app limit for 1 hour per day for social media. And I stick to that. So whenever that hour is up, it'll bring up an hourglass on my phone and it'll let me know like, hey, you've reached your 1 hour app limit for the day. But it does give you an option if you want to keep going. Like if you want to ignore the limit or you can just close out the app. And so I 99% of the time I will go ahead and just close out the app and I stick to my app limit. And there are days where I'm like, oh, I'm not really feeling this app limit today. And that's fine. That's a human experience. So I just really try to be disciplined and remember why I have that app limit in the first place. So again, what I'm finding is really to increase my productivity is just knowing why I'm doing things so that, you know, I know that these things are important. So that's the fourth thing. And then the fifth thing that I do is I like to make my home kid friendly so that they don't need me to do everything for them. And so what this means is I have things set up for my kids where they can access them. So like their toys in the living room, we have a spot where they can reach their puzzles. They can access the puzzle pieces. We have a spot for books. We have a spot for like their toys, their baby dolls. In the kitchen, they can access their plates and their dishes that they'll need, their silverware. So like they're not relying on me to do everything for them. So if my four-year-old wants to go into the kitchen and get a snack, she's able to do that without having me do it for her. Like, of course, she can like will ask me to open something, like if it's in a container or anything like that, she'll ask me to open it, but she's able to go in there and see what snacks are available and get her own snack. So I like to just have our home kid friendly, where they're able to do these things for themselves without constantly asking me to do things or without constantly relying on me to do things. With our laundry as well, we use bins. We don't fold our clothes. We have bins. And so, and they're labeled. So like her socks will go in one bin, her shirts will go in a bin, her pants or shorts will go in a bin, depending on the season. So she can put away her own laundry. So she doesn't need me to do that for her either. She can do that herself. So, those are five of my favorite productivity hacks that really simplify my life, simplify my family's life. But then again, remember to never equate your level of productivity with your self-worth or your value. So how productive you are doesn't determine how good of a mom or wife you are, how good of a person you are. They do not equal each other, okay? And so you do not need schedules to be productive. Definitely look into energy-based planning. I will leave a link in the description for the Productive Moms Toolkit so you can join the waitlist if you are really interested in learning more about energy-based planning. And that is whenever you, instead of making your to-do list and trying to match your energy levels to the to-do list, you are matching your to-do list to your energy levels. So if you're interested in that, join the Productive Moms Toolkit waitlist, and I will see you later.
Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.